Flooded airports have made it difficult for relief workers to get to the Philippines. So far, Doctors Without Borders only has 15 people in the devastated city of Tacloban. Dean Marchbine, an anesthesiologist at Cambridge Health Alliance and the president of the U.S. section of Doctors Without Borders, says more doctors, nurses, logisticians, and surgeons are on their way, along with three cargo planes filled with tons of supplies, including medical kits, water, sanitation equipment, and vaccines.
Tetanus vaccines are going to be really important because what we tend to see in emergencies like this is that people get lacerations and broken bones. And while the initial injuries may be relatively small, houses have collapsed. And since they've lost everything, they try to go back into their houses. And that's when they get seriously hurt.
Marchbine says that while there may still be a hospital structure in Tacloban, most of the medical supplies have been washed away and much of the medical staff is unaccounted for. In the coming days, Doctors Without Borders will deploy hundreds of people and will set up an inflatable hospital amongst the ruins of the city to care for those affected by the storm.
We're talking about literally millions of people without shelter, without water, without sanitation, without access to medicines. So you're talking about people who have been perhaps acutely injured, traumatized, but also people with chronic illnesses, unable to access their normal medical care.
Marchbine says Doctors Without Borders expects to spend millions of dollars on their efforts in the Philippines. Ibi Caputo, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.